Thank you again, Cameron.
Once again, my name is Bianca. I am a gratefully recovered addict of the hopeless variety. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit. And of course, I work with others. We are on page 7 of our workbook. We just finished step one, the bad news and the good news, right? We are doomed. We are doomed and 100% hopeless apart from human aid. We do have a spiritual solution here. And this little section, before we pick up the toolkit of steps 2 through 12, after a solid step one experience, conceding to our innermost selves that we are indeed addicts, this is the shit that has to be in place. You want the best chance? Let's get into it. These are the essentials of recovery. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Just pause and observe, like, the anxiety rising up within you when we say the word thoroughly. You are not alone. This is a great place to be. Without help, it is too much for us. So when we see words like thoroughly, resolutely, yeah, that's like 100%, no half measures. And it should feel impossible. Okay? I'm in the you can't do it party, all right? Without divine help. We're gonna pick up that toolkit coming up. So, who has thoroughly followed our path, our recipe? Those who do not recover, all right? These are the people who cannot or simply will not completely, there's another word, right? Completely give themselves to this simple program. Usually, these are people who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves, right? We thought, I certainly thought, here's the big lie and delusion. We thought we could find an easier, softer way. Check out your log list. But we could not. Yeah, based on your log list, is this your experience? Yes or no? It's a big yes for me. Half measures availed us nothing. Okay, jack shit, nada, zip. You'd think maybe half? No. But we learn the hard way. We get our asses burned just enough, right? To really burn it into our consciousness. Let's check out this next paragraph. We love these numbers. This comes from one of the forewords. We're talking about, the pioneers of AA and 12-step here. Of the alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way, right? Recovered completely, full freedom, full power, full promises, died sober, free, and recovered. 50%. 25% sobered up after some relapses, okay? And among the remainder, those who stayed on with AA showed improvement. Other thousands came to a few AA meetings, and at first, maybe you can relate. I can. At first, decided they didn't want the program. My note above that is needed more suffering. Absolutely. Okay. But a great number of these, about 2 out of 3, began to return as time passed. So what do we get out of this section? 50% got sober at once, 25% sobered up after a few relapses. That's 75%. Simple math. 75% recovery rate. With the undiluted message of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Thoroughly following these clear-cut directions. 75%. We like those numbers. We find that no one need have difficulty with the spirituality of the program. Okay, this is the famous HOW. In our big book, you get this from like page 567. We're gonna give it to you on page 7. All right, let's get to it quick. Willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness are the essentials of recovery, but these are indispensable, right? Meaning these are vital, necessary, required. Yeah, but it also means that they cannot be dispensed, right? Indispensable. I cannot transmit this to you. These things need to be awakened within you and practiced. If you've heard this acronym, HOW, this is where it comes from, right? Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. It's kind of the annoying answer to the question of how. Okay, the answer is in the question, right? How am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? There's another acronym that comes out of this, which is who, right? If you got a problem with the connection to the higher power, like who is this power? Who is God? You know, a lot of the people that I work with, you know, we like to replace the word God. It's synonymous with spiritual principles. We're going to hear a lot more spiritual principles today, but how about these to start, right? Who is God? It's willingness, complete willingness. It's honesty, rigorous, and open-mindedness,
On awakening,
open-heartedness, open spirit,
let us
heart.
think.
Sorry there, Bianca.
All good. Cameron's already queuing up our step three meditation. Now we're going to get the essentials, right? We're going to lay out the effective conditions for one addict working with another. This is our agreement, okay? And this will be your agreement with your sponsees. Willingness. Are you willing to show up and do the work? Yes or no? This is how we're going to define it, real simple. Honesty. Will you answer questions honestly with a simple yes or no? How about that? That was revolutionary to me, radical. Radical, because my diseasiness lives between the yes and the no. It lives in well, but well, you don't understand. Well, here's the ratio and percentage. Here's the context and the history and the circumstance. Bullshit, nonsense. It's a yes or a no. We're here to support each other in that rigorous honesty. Open-mindedness. Will you lay aside prejudice, right? Your prejudgment about this program. About God, about the steps, about our work together, all of it, about this book. Will you just experience it yourself? Give it a try, assess the results for yourself, yes or no? Yeah, because when we're in this place and we honestly admit that we don't know, that's where we could really have some magic happen. When we know that we don't know, then we know that we're ready to know. That's our little tongue twister. There for open-mindedness. So, as a big book sponsor, moving forward, what is our job? Our job is to explain our approach and to win their confidence. How do we do that? The big book lays it out. The ex-problem drinker, thinker, user, addict, that's us, right? Who has found this solution? Yeah, this solution, our recovery recipe. Who is properly armed with the facts about themselves? Can generally win the entire confidence of another addict in a few hours, sometimes a few minutes. Honestly, I heard a recovered addict with this solution speak for 2 minutes, and I was hooked. I got it. This woman didn't even know me, not yet. Okay. She didn't need to spit facts about me, right? I would have ran out the door. How did that work? Right? You remember that when people came up to you, try to persuade your ass? You know, you're an addict. I had that. You're an addict, B. Get your shit together. Wake up. That didn't work for me. I needed to hear someone else model their rigorous honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, and speak about themselves for me to really relate. Yeah. So I don't need to be armed with the facts about you or any prospect I work with. I know my shit, and I'm going to tell you about it. Until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. What is that understanding? Draw some arrows up. We just talked about it. You're an ex-problem addict. You found this solution. You're armed with the facts about yourself. Okay? And that's how we relate. Next page, top of page eight. Okay? That the person, that's us, the recovered addicts, okay? That the person who is making the approach, we make the approach. The big book is very clear about that, okay? We make the approach. Remember, they are very ill. Remember how it was when you came in, right? Sitting in a corner. We make the approach. Okay, so those of us making the approach, we've had the same difficulty, lack of power. We're going to talk about it more in step two. Lack of power, lack of control. And we see our log and loser list. Okay, that we obviously know what we are talking about. And their whole deportment shouts at the newcomer. the prospect, that they are a person with a real answer. What's deportment? Okay, that's our demeanor, our energy, our behavior, our vibe. Okay, not just our words. Our whole deportment should shout this. And what's the real answer? It's the spiritual solution. Okay, and we have, here we go. It's our famous passage, right? We have no attitude of holier than thou. Okay, no one's better than anybody. We are not saints. We are not preachers. We are not crusaders. We are not mission makers. Nothing, whatever, except the sincere desire to be helpful. Okay? There are no fees to pay. Big book sponsorship is free. Our time, our energy is free. And I know we want to go to the surface level shit, like we don't get paid for this, 3D money. But how about emotional payment? Check yourselves on that. Okay? As sponsors, as fellows. Yeah, I don't need emotional payment. I don't need you to gas me up. I don't need you to thank me. I don't need you to listen to every word I say. I'm not God. Yeah? There's no axes to grind. Hey, when you grind an axe, you're sharpening a weapon. All right? So we're not here to like go to battle with each other. And we set up those conditions as the recovered addict or as the sponsor. Right? There's no arguments. I'm not going to participate in that harmful conduct, bringing us away from the solution. There's no frothy debates. There's no people to please. Okay? No ass kissing either way, right? No groveling. And no lectures to be endured. This is my favorite. We do not run your life. There's no micromanaging. We don't tell each other what to do. We do not tell each other what to do. We turn each other back to the instructions, back to the 12 steps, back to God. These are the conditions we have found most effective. Y'all know there's a bunch of other conditions out there. Perhaps you've been a part of it. Okay? These are the most effective conditions because after such an approach, throw some arrows up again. This approach that we just laid out. After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. So important. This is that journey from sickness to fitness. This is where we bear witness to each other waking up and recovering and carrying this message, right? It doesn't say after such an approach, many sponsees drag their sponsees out by their toes, make them call them at 8 a.m., do everything they say, and throw them on their backs and carry them up a hill. Right? They take up through action, they take up their own beds and they walk again. It's beautiful. We're not here to enable, we're here to empower, capital P. All right, let's talk about some gift of desperation. If they don't want to stop drinking, using, acting out, don't waste time trying to persuade them. This is codependent, chaotic, fucking insanity. All you need to do is look at your own experience. Okay, if you were not desperate and willing enough, there was no human aid that was going to convince you, persuade you, forget it. Yeah? If we do that, we might spoil a later opportunity. The more hopeless they feel, the better. Remember how hopeless you felt, right? So easy to see the light when it gets really dark, you know? It's the only place I saw it. They will be more likely to follow your suggestions, right? The suggestions, right? The suggestions out of the big book. Most addicts, this is my favorite line in the big book. Most addicts have to be pretty badly mangled before they really commence to solve their problems. Is this your experience? Yes or no? It's definitely mine. Badly mangled, physically, mentally, spiritually. We, in our turn, sought the same escape, right? This recovery recipe, this spiritual solution, this divine intervention with all the desperation of a drowning person. Remember that log analogy. Based on your loser list, are you desperate? Yes or no? I certainly was. I am. We have to challenge our use of past tense here, right? Because untreated, I'm just as powerless and unmanageable as I was day one. And this is another place, we're about to go into step two. If you encounter a prospect with some built up prejudice around the G word, around the God word, we're going to get a lot of different phrases. And there's some, classic acronyms offered. Here's one, gift of desperation, right? Throw that in your margin if that's new for you. So we're going to talk desperation. Now let's talk detox. We favor hospitalization, right? Which is dependency detox. You know, you're going to be working with a lot of process addicts as well, right? Who might not need medical detox. Certainly, a lot of drug addicts and alcoholics need this, but they might not need medically supervised detox, but still a period of emotional dependency detox is favored, especially for the addict. Here we go, who is very jittery or befogged. We're talking about the physical and mental symptoms of withdrawal from any addictive pattern. It is imperative that their brain be cleared before they are approached, as they then have a better chance, right? We want to give each other the best chance of understanding and accepting what we have to offer, right? This is where safety is number one. Yeah. If you have decided you want what we have, okay, this recovery recipe, freedom, power, yes or no, and you're willing to go to any length to get it, yes or no, then you are ready to take these steps. We ask the newcomer if they really want to quit for good. Yes or no? It's very simple. You want to quit for good? And if they would go to any extreme to do so, check out this definition of any extreme. Will you thoroughly follow the instructions in the big book of AA? Yes or no? That's it. It's that simple. If they say yes, then their attention should be drawn to you as a person who has recovered. And when, therefore, we were approached by those in whom the problem had been solved. Let's break that down real quick. It's very important, right? We were approached by other recovered addicts who found the spiritual solution within whom the problem had been solved, not by whom, right? Those who figured it out on their own intellect and no, within whom the problem had been solved. What's the problem? Reminder again, it is not the bottle, the needle, the credit card, the fork. It is lack of power, lack of control, right? When that problem had been solved and there's nothing left for us, burned all the logs, there's nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. Remember, we pick them up. Your prospects pick them up. Your job is just to lay them out. Are you now ready to pick up your simple kit of spiritual tools? Yes or no? That's a yes for me. And we'll move on to the tool of step two. Cameron, you have a video you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'm gonna share it. And so the question is, where's the power? Where is this power? Where do I find it? How do I tap it? We have a little video here. Get you thinking about power and where is it? Now, all the statistics in this little video are absolutely true to give you the scope of just how big things are out there. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And this is actually from the movie Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.